And the next sentence says, we need the light of God's reality. Now listen to that word, light. You know, we always say turn the light. That's our motto here, you know, by the way. Turn the light switch on. And people come back to the meeting, they say, you know what happened the other day? The light switch went on. Sometimes during the day, I could be upset or resentful, angry, and I just turn that switch on. You know, by working a spiritual program, these steps, we have that ability. Just turn it on. Don't try to figure it out. Don't try to analyze it. Don't call up 10 people. Don't go to 10 meetings. Don't sponsor 100 people. Don't go to 1,000 meetings. Sit there, be still, and be quiet, and God intuitively let you know. And for me, it's always, hey, 99% of the time, that really doesn't matter. And you know what? The phrase I love is worrying works because 95% of things I worry about never happen. But even when they do happen, we have a better way. The whole world around us could be crumbling, you know, earthquakes, whatever it is. But we can. We have that serenity prayer where we can just be at peace and ease. Because, again, when it's not about us, when we get out of the self, the ego, when we lose a self and we come into that spiritual side, that source within us, we block that source down. We keep it down by our defects, by the ego, the pride, the seven deadly sins, the gluttony. So here we go. Anger, lust, I mean, whatever you want to say, jealousy, envy. We need the light of God's reality. Okay, so when they use the word God's reality, okay, the way to approach this whole program is this. Look, if during the day you're unhappy about something, all of a sudden you say, look, I'm happy what this person said to me. Well, what's the reality? God's reality, which is the real reality, know the truth from the false, it really doesn't matter. So it takes 50% of it away. So I could be upset somebody said something to me at home, at work, or cut me off on the highway, or clerk in a store. But when I say that, hey, Bob, that's not the real reality. That's like telling you the sky's purple when it's really blue. All of these things is not true. It's false. It's coming from a false premise. Hey, you again, I always say you could have 10 people in a room and they all have different opinions. It's all based on the way our parents told us to react to life, our teachers in school. We had to be more assertive. We had to be with the in crowd. We had to get better grades, be better in sports. This is the nonsense we were fed. And we wonder why we're depressed, upset, and anxious when somebody looks at us the wrong way. We're coming from the ego, the self. So we can get out of that right here. And it's telling us here how to do it. We need that nourishment, strength, and atmosphere of His grace, amazing grace, right? The grace, that's what we need. We don't need more money. We don't need more success. We could be happy right now. And if we do get more money, win the lottery, it's momentary pleasure, right? It's for an instant. And then on the other side, I always said, there's always on the other side more devastation. Because when we don't have it, we feel the lack. We don't have it. And then we want more and more. And it's like a drug. It is a drug. We keep on feeding the ego. The ego says, I know how to solve this. I need more people to like me, right? Again, I use the example last meeting. Look, the idea is to go into a meeting. You want everybody to like you. Hey, how about this? Go to a meeting where you know everybody hates you, hates your guts, and sit there and be joyous and happy. Get, you know, it's talking here. The happiness is here. It's not with anybody outside. But the amazing thing is when you don't care if people, you know, if they at the meeting like you or not, you could be yourself. And for some reason, the world, when you surrender, the world surrenders too. Your things change and people change around you. So they start to say, hey, this guy is so serene. And, you know, they try to push your buttons or upset you in life. Well, people try to do that. So what happens? They get to respect you and then they start changing. Say, what is it with this guy? I try to get him upset and I'm trying, and you know, hurt people. They're doing it because they're upset. Just remember that. Anytime somebody's trying to get you upset, it's because they're upset with themselves. So why take them seriously? We read the sick man prayer the other day. It turned out that they were very sick people, spiritually sick. But again, we visit a friend in the hospital with a broken leg. We have love and tolerance. So we can have love and tolerance to people who yell at us, cut us off on the highway, yell, you know, treat us mean. It has nothing to do with us. It has to do with them. Have love and tolerance. They're not spiritually where you're at. All right, look at it that way. If we give them that power over us, we're saying they're better than us. They're not. It doesn't matter. We're all the same. But it cuts us off from feeling the sunlight of the spirit. What I'm saying to that is if you're at a meeting and people are giving you a hard time, you know, this book, it says you can only sit there and smile. But the answers will come to you. And the main answer I always find, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And when it doesn't matter, then I can react. And, you know, just the way demeanor, the body language, like when Ebby came in to see Bill didn't recognize him. He said, this is a different man. He didn't recognize his old friend Ebby. His eyes, he said, lit up and he glowed and he was a different man. And what did Ebi said? He said, what happened? And Ebi said, I got religion. But when we're in our addictions, we're in the alcohol, we're in the drugs, we're in the food, when we're in with people, we want people to like us, we're so finite and we're worried and the world controls us like a puppet on a string. We can let go, surrender to this whole world, and the whole world will surrender to us. Why not right now? And it's telling us here, be happy, joyous, and free. The answer is here. It's right. He's telling you here. If you don't, you might have read this a million times, but you read it with your brain, not in your heart here. So he goes on to say, okay, so let me read something else here. On page 98, if you happen to have the book, it doesn't matter if you do or not. It talks about now and then we may be granted a glimpse of that ultimate reality, which is God's kingdom, right? Look, if you can right now experience it here once, you can recreate it a million times. The other is false. If you're depressed, it's about thinking of self. That's not God's will, but that's not what God made us. He made us, again, our heart beats perfectly, our body, we have a mind that really can think, 10 million times better than a computer, right? It's just so miraculous, amazing. But the only time when we get in our own way, we destroy that happiness and joy as we had, as I said, little children. We destroy it by our intellect and our ego and emotions. Just let go of all of that. This whole program is about surrendering and letting go. Step 3 says it all, let it go to a higher power. But we had to realize, and I said, where have you lost the happiness? Is the title of this program, where have you lost your happiness? You lost it through your thinking, through the ego. The ego is a big lie. It tells you lies and it makes you miserable. The ego is something, that's easing God out. It's easing that source, that joy and happiness, that blissful nature. It's easing it out. But Bill is telling you the answer right here. And he goes on to say, and it says, the next, as we have seen, self-searching is the means by which we bring new vision, action, and grace to bear upon the dark and negative side of our natures. So our nature, when the devil comes in, right, we have the bedevilments on page 52. And they say, look, we have all these emotional things we think about, that anger, the fear, sentimental feelings, even long-lost loves from the past, all of this craziness that makes us unhappy because it's thinking of the self. The ego. But it's saying here, that's the negative side. So people say to me, hey, I want to figure out my anger, work through it. I want to feel it. To me, it's like a hot coal. I want to cast it out. A lot of people are not going to agree with this. You're going to say, I have to figure it out. No, God will give us the answer. We just be still and be quiet. I told you, I went to a meeting and people around the room were talking all about their problems. And there was a nun there and she would just say, they'd come to her and she said, just sit. That's what she'd say, just sit. That's all it is. Just be still and know that I am God. There's a phrase. Just be still and know. Just be still and know. And know the answer. The answer is it doesn't matter. Look, I always say this. Our own death doesn't matter. It only matters because we put focus on it. Just like we think all of these things in our life matter. They don't, because it's a false premise. You don't have to try anymore. When you realize the truth will set you free. Know the truth from the false, it says in Bill's story. The truth is to be blissful, joyful, and happy. There's no other way around it. Like a puppy dog. It doesn't have that higher intellect. Every day they say the puppy dog's the best day of his life. Your best day of your life, you won the lottery every day. So knowing this joy and the spiritual bread, and I always relate it to the food. When you have spiritual bread, why would you need material bread to make you happy? Why would you need a big plate of food? Why would you need to drink that alcohol all day long? To inebriate. To bury this joy and happiness, but alcohol, drugs, and food, they feed the ego, making it worse. That's why we were desperate. Why were we so depressed, upset when we came in here with our food addiction and with our alcohol addiction and wanting people to like us? People look at us the wrong way. Why do we want to jump off a bridge, right? Because we're coming from a false premise about life. The truth will set you free. Do you want to be like a puppet on a string? You want to be, and I spoke about this the last meeting, but you want to be in prison? I told you, that guy, real deal guy, had the robes and everything. I went to a meditation place, and the guy just said, you could walk out. You could be free right now. Right now, he said, you don't have to wait. You don't have to do anything. You could be free. I didn't know what he meant by being free. I thought it always meant the guy was, locked up. He became free. No, he's talking about we are locked up in our brain. In our mind, we're in solitary confinement, in a deep, dark, solitary confinement. And the way out, I always thought, was trying to figure this out, do better, you know, self-esteem. Hey, you know, this is something nobody here is going to agree with me on. And I always get flack on this one. I say self-esteem has the word self in it. I don't want to build up my self-esteem. It means what? What does it mean? I have to be better than others in order to be happy. I have to have a bigger car, bigger house. So if I dress better and go into, look better, so everybody's going to, I'm going to have more self-esteem. And we get it through humility, God esteem, higher consciousness. This is what the step's all about. It doesn't say anything about self-esteem in here. It says getting out of self. But yet every time I say, God forbid, when I used to go to meetings, I'd say, look, you know, people go around the room, say they want to build up their self-esteem. Now, I know a lot of people don't agree with what I'm saying now, but, and I say, hey, I want to get humility. I want to put down my self-esteem. It's not about the self. And when I get out of the self-esteem, and when I get out of the self, the whole world opens up. I can go to any job interview. I can go tell anybody anything in a nice way. I can have love, patience, and tolerance. If somebody had resentment for 50 years or 20 years, I can just walk up to them and smile, and they'll see right away in my body language, the way I am, they'll see a change. And they'll, you know what? When you change, the world around you changes. They'll have no option but to change. But you want to know something? If you say to me, well, I did it and they didn't change, so what? They don't have to change. The only thing is my perception has changed. This whole program is about that. Perception